Welcome back to the program. As mentioned off the top of the show this morning, it's Education Week 2021. Join us online. Number one is the president of the NLTA. That's Dean Ingram. Good morning, Dean. You're on the air.
Good morning, Paddy. Always a pleasure, and I appreciate the invitation to come on this morning.
Happy to do it. So anything special involved with Education Week, we try to keep it front and center here on this program, and I bemoan the fact that when we go to ask individuals about their what's the priorities in their world, and it's the economy and jobs and taxes and healthcare, and all the way down the list is generally education way too far down, when, of course, education nearer to the top will deal with those other issues quite positively and has a major impact. So what happens during Education Week? Anything in particular before we get into some of the nitty-gritty?
Well, first of all, the theme this year is Renew, Refresh, and Reconnect 3Rs. And while the 3Rs have always been a key part of the province's education system, for the past 85 years, Newfoundland Labrador Teacher Association has sponsored this week to promote and emphasize the value of education to the province. We're running a number of contests for our schools, for the members, that any activities they have within their school, we'd ask them to simply promote themselves, put down social media feeds, and tag the association. And for those that choose to do so, we have a contest running that they'll be entered to win a prize. That week's end, I'm sure they'll appreciate receiving that prize.
Absolutely. Let's get into some of the issues where there were a lot of concerns, you know, right from the onset here. We weren't changing the configuration of schools and class sizes and all that, but then there was the shortage of subs. Some moves have been made to hopefully ease that pressure. So for folks who are retired, they're now allowed, I think, to work some 90 days before it has an impact on their pension. Has some of these moves made it easier for the administrators to get a sub?
I think it's made some acute difference in a short-term manner, without question. Those are things we did support. But there are many issues in education that absolutely need addressed. There are issues that, again, myself and you, Patty, over the years, certainly the past three, we've shared a number of conversations outlining some of the concerns the education system has, from curriculum development, from the availability of student support services, to the mental health concerns we have in our schools, to class size and composition numbers. These are things that were present before COVID. They were certainly amplified and crystallized during COVID. And we've looked back to our Education Week theme, the new, refresh, reconnect. Those three words are really critically important that everyone is seeing how valuable education is to the province as a whole right now. That being said, right now with the election campaign ongoing, certainly been announced, education, to your credit, you've certainly made this point loud and clear, is that education may not be identified at the forefront of issues, but without question, education certainly has a large determinant in how well the province will be to address those issues that are identified, from healthcare and the social determinants of health to our economic rebound. Economic recovery in this province will be driven and certainly assisted by having an education that meets the needs of our students as they move into tomorrow. That being said, one of the things that will need to be looked at, and certainly examined, is our program of studies. How much time do we spend on different course areas? And certainly I'd encourage the department to look at that. If we're going to bring in new initiatives which are important, coding, just before the break you had Tech NL on, emphasizing the importance of that, but we have to examine what is done within the confines of school day, and there are many facets of it. A healthy look at that is certainly warranted.
And that's where I was going to go here. It's great to have, you know, focus areas, whether it be for opportunities in the future for the province's youth. And tech is going to be one of those big opportunities, I think. It certainly looks that way here in the province. But you also need not only the class space or, you know, whether or not there's 80 people want to take the Python program, grade 11, but you only have one class that can handle it, well, 30, and so people get left on the outside looking in. But what about the training required for the province's teachers who will be dealing with these new implemented programs in 8 high schools? Do they have the training? Is it in the pipeline? How does that look?
If teachers are going to be taking on new activities, which may not have been part of their post-secondary education, it will be critically important that professional learning opportunities be provided during the workday to address exactly that. And this applies to many initiatives in the department. The implementation of the new responsive teaching learning policy, these are things that would need to be addressed. When we've been saying this for a while, is that when teachers have our professionals and they want to do the best by their students, but for them to do the best by their students, they need to provide all the tools and time to do exactly that. And that's something that would need to be examined. What curriculum areas are covered, the percentage on those things, these are all very important. That's why we're hoping that during the election campaign, we will see a lot about education as an election issue. as we've done for the past several election cycles, we will have sent out an invitation to all of the party leaders to participate in our leaders forum. We held it the past several elections, and we're hoping that we will see the positive response from them. Education is a key integral issue. It's one that Dame Moya Green in her report for the Economic Recovery Commission, we've been maintaining for a number of months, if not years, that one of the pathways to a future economic prosperity for everyone in the province has to run through our education system. Investments in education will set the tone for future economic development, and we're thinking that has a part of it. It's one of the reasons why we've been advocating so strongly, and again, we've shared a number of conversations on this, Patty, but the importance of doing a independent review of the allocation model for the resource we have within our school system.
Last one before I let you go, Dean. So not only is it a curriculum and putting new programs in place and the training required for teachers, but there also has to be a safe environment. This one bothers me. There was a story last week about the levels of violence in schools. You and I have talked about things like guidance counselors and some mental health issues that are bigger today than they were in years past. But the issue of violence in schools, sometimes we are just, everything is classified as bullying. When bullying might be just teasing or taunting someone, but violence is a different beast. What do we know about what's happening in the schools this year? Because the level of frustration, and whether it be with mental wellness issues or otherwise, there's always a worry in the back of my mind about what's happening on that front in schools. What can you tell us?
These are issues that have been present when we've spoken on it going back since the beginning of my tenure, the concerns with violence in our province of schools. That is not something that has disappeared. The issues are there and they remain there. We would certainly commend government in finally implementing the 2007 invitation to the Shorter Commission for this year. It's important that those resources, school administrator allocations, school counselor allocations, be continued beyond this year. But we also have to look at, again, coming back, it's one of the reasons why we're advocating, have been so strong for a review of the resources our province schools have. There are issues, and violence in schools is one of them. It's important to reflect the resourcing in schools to address that. The key thing is, do we want to be proactive and address these issues before they arise and get to that point, or reactive? Regrettably, all too often, because of the resource complement that schools have, dealing with these issues often becomes a reactive measure as opposed to proactive. It's better to deal with them on the front end before the incident occurs as opposed to after the incident occurs. I think everyone could agree with that.
100%. Dean, it's always good to have you on the show. Thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Take good care. It's Dean Ingram, the president of the NLTA here during Education Week. Oh, click the wrong button. You know, whether it be about the student-to-guidance-counselor ratio, which still remains at 500, and we had a good chat last week with someone who's an educational psychologist, and there's some 40 psychologists that are part of the education system around the province. Before we get to the break, let's see what Bob has to say on line number 4.